you know, the simple thing. He has so often told us, but it hasn't entered our nuts yet. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here and talking to you all. I know I'm sailing in the same boat like you are. It's not that easy to give ourselves up. We speak in terms of giving ourselves up. Give in! Nobody do. The hold of our ego is so tight. You heard that tape? You know how to.
That tape
is so wonderful. How can we? I want to give in. All right, give in. How wonderful it is. I have given in.
I must not say that.
Again, I come in. You see, that's how it is. Assertions. So that's what he says. All that you do is just leave all that gain to me. Hold on to me. Try to love me. Try to humble yourself. Become dust. Like dust particle. Just remain by my side. That's all. Leave everything to me. Whatever you be, continue with what you are. You are leading a worldly life. You are doing business. You are doing this. You are doing that. Don't think about it. Continue. Do it. All right. You don't want to play your part. You say that you are involved in it. All right. Involve yourself. But remember me. I am there. Try to think of me once in a while. Try to hold on to me. Remember I am at your beck and call. If you can have just this little acceptance that I am there, this assurance that I am there, if you accept that assurance I am there, that's enough for him. You follow? That's what he says. He's so compassionate. He knows that the game has come round his neck. He started playing the game and it has come round his neck. And he cannot get out of it because you begin to assert. You know what usurpation is?
Usurpation?
Yeah. You usurp somebody or something like that, or some kingdom or something. It's like that. So he knows. He says, just do that.
Marriage. It seems like you've overworked a lot of times by whatever you want to do, it makes you do the opposite.
That helps to enfeeble our ego.
Sorry, I just was thinking of yesterday when we were in Pune, we had to eat a lot of cake. It was really nice. We kept being served cake and cake, and it was so lovely and generous, and we kept eating cake.
You're fed up of it.
Roger said, I gave up gluttony, and here we were being fed more and more cake all day because Roger gave up gluttony.
We begin with something that we like. This is what he does also. We begin, he first and foremost, he has to give us the bait. Just as fish likes a worm, he'll give the bait there. But it just draws the fish to itself, himself. So likewise, he'll be like, I like mangoes. He'll give me mangoes. Couple of mangoes is enough for relishing it. But if he were to, wherever I go, I get mangoes. Wherever I go into the. And the love is so great that we cannot help but eat it, you see, although we don't want to eat it, but it's there. It helps us to get over having our liked mangoes. And he says, we repent for having liked mangoes. I don't want to have it. So that's what happens in the world. Have it. All those things that happens in the world, you know, we get allured and we call it, it's an allurement, but it's all helpful to us. All these things are the things that just makes us feel satiated with it. To such time we indulge in it. But once we are satiated, we won't want to look at it. And when one is satiated, and when one doesn't want to look at it, he's called a sage. That's all. But it has to start with wanting, you know. So that's what happens. Any other question? Baba said in a nutshell, there are people who come here only for half an hour wanting to know what Mehr Baba said about spirituality. Give us in a nutshell. And he has even catered to that. And he says, what it is all about is this. Mind working is man. Mind working fast is man. Mind working slow is getting God absorbed. Mind stopped is God. That's in a nutshell. So we are trying in the process of, after having allowed our mind to work very fast and go to the limits of getting demented, we are now trying to slow down our mind by getting in tune with Him. That's what we are doing now, trying to slow our mind. We haven't slowed our mind. Trying to slow our mind by talking about Him, thinking of Him, visiting the places that He has said, imbibing the impressions of the impression He has. That's what we are doing now. Simple. The day will dawn and the mind will stop. And when mind stops, all imagination vanishes. All that is sustained by imagination is no more. Then you'll try to shake each other and say, what is it? Don't you recognize me? Yeah, I recognize myself. Oh, but I am. Yeah, myself is there. All you see yourself in anything and everything. That is mind stuff. There's no imagination. Now we are imagining of all, so many other entities are here, we are imagining. We even imagine Mehr Baba here now. Mehr Baba has come in our midst. I have lived with Mehr Baba for 40 years. It's all imagination, Baba says. Him coming in our midst is also imagination. It's a dream. But that dream is significant because it gets us out of that dreaming. That's why it has significance. Otherwise, it is a dream. It's an imagination.